Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to everyone up in Memphis, Tennessee.
I love Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis is a fun town.
Two of my favorite musical talents come from Memphis, Tennessee. Elvis Presley and the 3-6 Mafia.
And they obviously can tell that one influenced the other greatly.
Obviously. Elvis got a lot of good ideas from 3-6 Mafia. I'm telling you. If you listen to Blue Suede Shoes and I Gotta Stay Fly, they're just damn near the same song. You know what I'm saying?
That's Memphis.
I know you sped the beat up. I know what Chopped and Screwed is. I'm not stupid. Duh.
That was Elvis, Chopped and Screwed. Right?
Exactly.
Elvis must have took McFly's DeLorean into the future. Got some of his stuff.
Elvis! What are you doing stealing my raps? Anyway. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know what we're talking about this week? Street rods and the lack thereof. I just got it. I solved the street rod epidemic. Get the NSRA on the phone, Professor. I've got the president of the NSRA's phone number in my iPhone.
I don't.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I met him out at SEMA. He's sitting there. He said, man, I wish we could find a way to get some guys like you in the NSRA. And you know what I said? What are you paying? But.
Pay me.
There you go.
But you know what? I figured it out. You got to make it hip to the new crowd.
That's right.
Right? So you see these kids like Justin Bieber. He walks around and gets a haircut. The next thing you know, all these kids got these dumb mop-top haircuts. You see where I'm getting at?
Sort of.
All right. So let's say we get all the rap guys, all the new ones, the mumble rapper ones, and, what's his name? The one that wears Crocs now.
I think you're going to have to narrow that down.
Post
Malone?
There you go.
The boy with the bad luck?
Exactly. That guy. So... he's wearing Crocs. If he can make that cool, street rods are nothing.
Dude,
we put him in a 40 Ford. The end.
NSRA
is back in the business.
I literally know who that guy is because he almost got in a plane crash.
You know what? I know who he is because he has a C10 truck.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
He's got a Rolls Royce, or he did.
He's got a 68 C10.
Silver one.
That's surprising, but I kind of respect him a little more now.
Exactly. I mean, his music sucks, but...
I listened to a song just because
I like that one.
That's all of them.
It's literally every Post Malone song ever.
That day that he almost got in the plane crash, and they were having to fly around to burn fuel. I went home because I was talking to my manager. I was like, I don't know who this guy is, but apparently he's very famous. So I went home.
It must be Karl Malone's brother or something.
Yeah, right. I went home and I listened to one of his songs, and it was awful.
It was awful.
But I was like, well.
You ever watch the videos to him? You'll see something even worse?
I did watch the video. It was well produced. I heard it. It's kind of like
describing cars at Cavity and Octane. What do you think about that? It's symmetrical.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very clean.
It's got round wheels.
It looks like it rolls well.
It made it here.
You think? But
it must not be a Dodge.
Ooh.
No, just kidding.
All right. Shots fired.
No, that was just a Dodge backfiring.
My Dodge doesn't backfire.
It's got to run first.
Yet.
Let me get it started. And you know what, though? That's the thing. If the rap guys made street rods cool, if they had one, all the other kids would want one.
Or we can get Alan Jackson to drive one. Then it'd be cool.
No. Alan Jackson ain't making anything. Alan Jackson needs the rap guys, too. They need to be playing Chattahoochee, riding around in their street rod for Alan Jackson. And, yeah, yeah.
I don't like where this is going.
You see what I'm saying? I think that would be the thing to make it popular with the kids. That's what you got to do. You got to insert it in.
Yeah, but then like all the people that are actually into street rods wouldn't be into them anymore.
They're dying out. Okay, right. We're trying to keep the hobby alive. Okay, we're not trying to pacify everybody. We already suckered these guys in. We got all their money. We got new crowds to worry about. I'm working for the NSRA. Hey. I hope they're taking notes over here.
They're probably listening.
They need to be.
They should be.
They should be.
We're hipper than they are right now.
That
yeah.
And that's saying a lot. You know what I mean?
I think I do. I think street rods will. I think they'll make their. I wouldn't say comeback, but they're going to hold their own.
I think someone will buy a lot of those cars, either update them or backdate them. And like you said, I mean, because they were $50,000-$75,000 builds 25 years ago.
Yeah. That was relatively unused.
They're just stuck in that transition right now.
Yeah. Well, and they have like Yosemite Sam airbrushed on the trunk. You know, that's
easy on Yosemite Sam.
Apparently that's not as cool as it was back in the 90s.
True story. Straight up. Right hand. Daytona Beach, Florida. Turkey Rod Run. 1994. I'm standing in the middle of the infield at Daytona, USA, Daytona Motor Speedway, International Speedway.
International Speedway.
That one too. They're in the infield and watched a man hand paint a Yosemite Sam on the back of my grandfather's 1940 Chevrolet Coupe.
That's not hard to believe.
Two guns straight up.
Of course.
Class.
Did it say back off?
No, it didn't say back off. Dang. I would
have to get the license plate.
It was just Yosemite Sam. No, the license plate said what every old person's license plate on an old car said back then. It said what the car was, 40 Chevy.
A lot of people don't know when they see these cars, so I mean that's...
Oh, it's a 40 Chevy. I would want to throw some off. I want to put something different.
I want to get like a 55 Packard and put like 51 Plymouth.
That's mean, Professor.
You know, I'm a weird guy.
O2 Cutlass.
Yeah. Delta 88.
Look at that old Oldsmobile right there. That ain't no Oldsmobile. That's a Packard Clipper, fool. But that's the thing. Like, what's it gonna take to bring street rods back? Do all the Corvettes and all the Camaros have to be pro touring and they out of reach, and then somebody smartens up and goes and gets their grandpa's 40 Ford and puts a set of 20s on it and rides?
I do. I think if you took, and I think that's what's going to happen with them. I'm not going to say they're going to stay a street rod. A lot of people are going to buy these cars up because they are going to be reasonable.
Are they going to be a cul-de-sac rod?
No. But what I'm saying is they're going to do the same thing. They're going to put 20s and they're going to put a set of staggers on them, you know, freshen them up, update them.
LS it.
You know, something like that. And they're going to come back.
Really, the owners just have to put them up for sale.
Well, they're there. They're there. I saw the best deal. I've looked at quite a few. This was last night. It got me looking. There's a 47 Ford Coupe that's for sale, lower part of the state, that's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, small block, you know, all that stuff. It's got a Hollabrand wheels on it. Convertible, not a coupe. A convertible, 47 Ford convertible, a desirable car. And you're saying, what's a 47 Ford convertible? Back to the Future 2, Biff's
car. Yeah. Marty, we're in a DeLorean, and he's in a 46 Ford. We land on him, it'll go through us like tinfoil.
Exactly. I tell you what else is going through. It's these commercial breaks, man. I get started. But anyway, this 47 Ford convertible, I just get the note on this. It's kind of like the rents do. He's knocking on the door over here. So I'm like, keep it down. But... this is the thing. This car was like $18,000. It blew my mind.
Wow, that's cheap.
And this one didn't even have tweed interior in it.
Wow.
And it's still a tough sale.
It is. It's a tough sale. I would love to have it. I'd pimp it like no other. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'd love to have it. It's just for $18,000, there's other things.
You know how many Cordobas you could buy with that?
14, I was
going to
say.
All right, well, while the professor's doing the math, guys, hang tight. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, as always. Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to the bustling city of Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Crickets.
You don't know about that Cape Girardeau, do you?
I don't think any of us.
I don't know about Cape Girardeau.
It's a city.
It's a city. Oh, and then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on? I'm trying to picture this town in my head. It's probably something totally different.
Can you imagine filling it out on an envelope? Cape Girardeau.
I don't know how to spell that, but hey, we just had a shout out to Sylvania. So
that's cool. I wouldn't even know how to mail him a letter.
I'm proud of myself that I knew how to pronounce it.
And I mean, I'm proud of myself that I could read it to you. You know, that's
no. We're gonna write him a letter and put it in a bottle and just send that thing on down the Atlantic.
Put a stamp on the bottle. I don't know. Put two on there. I don't know. It's like double first class. But
this is for Gregor. It'll get there. They'll know.
One day, everybody knows Gregor. You never forget him, ain't that right, Andy?
Old Pete across the way there.
So we got to fill you guys in on a little background. So we got a guy helping out with the producing because Patrick's got issues. We've got this guy, and he's really cool, but we can never remember his name.
I could.
Okay, Stan, shut up.
Ned.
So we call him. So we'll come in and. And the professor's like, what was his name? I said, I think it's Andy. And then he'll ask Kobe, he said, I thought it was Steve. No, it ain't Steve. That's the big boss's name. I remember him. No, that's not it.
Might be
Jason,
Pete.
John.
Pete said, Pete. And I quote, I'm pretty sure it's John.
And I told you wrong. And it's not, because I just said Andy and he acknowledged it, okay?
All right, Andy. And
every time
I call him Pete, I know
a Russell when I see one, okay? And that's a Russell.
Oh, Rusty.
That's old Russell. But, like the name Russell, street rods are dying. You see nobody named your kid Russell.
I got a buddy named Rusty.
Yeah, but
I got a couple buddies.
He wasn't born in the last 10 years, though.
Yeah. Well, not in the last 10 years, no, but yeah, it's not like Howard or Ferdinand.
Who the hell named their kid Ferdinand 10 years ago?
You don't remember that phase when everybody's naming their kids Ferdinand?
What was that actor that named their kid like? It was that...
Michael Jackson named his kid Blanket.
Yeah.
It was some crazy off-the-wall name. I'm sitting there trying to think.
Could you imagine filling that out on a job application? Blanket.
Fortunately, he's probably not ever going to have to do a job application.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that would...
Fill out some parole papers one time.
I tell you what, I wouldn't want to go to prison with the name Blanket.
Nah, you might be laying on somebody after a while.
That can be bad for business. You know, I know this is Hot Rods and Happy Hour, and we're talking about prison right now, but, you know, that's...
Come lay on my bed.
Street rod, prison, you know.
But what are we going to do to get the street rods back? I recommend getting the rapper guys involved. Because I'll be honest with you, if you get Cash Money Millionaires in it, everybody's going to want one.
Videos.
If I seen Paul Wall riding double cupped in a 41 Chevrolet, I think it's cool.
Think about it.
You don't question a man with a grill.
Think about 1999 and Cutlasses and Nelly videos.
Exactly.
Cutlasses. Everybody wanted a Cutlass.
Exactly. Same idea. Nobody wanted one of those things. Corporation car. Nobody wanted one. Just like the Street Outlaw guys. You take one El Camino, one fake Hurst Holes, and you run them down the street, illegal drag racing, G-body shuffle. Everybody wants G-body, G-body, yeah. G-body, G-body. Now you cannot buy a turd of a V6 Monte Carlo for less than $5,000.
Exactly.
And no, I don't want a G-body because of that stupid name.
It's a G-body shuffle. I'm going to speak easy on G-bodies because my buddy Trevor Dunlap, Knoxville, Tennessee, my good friend Trevor, one of the best graphic designers I've ever come encounter with, and just a good friend in general. He has an El Camino. And normally I would make fun of someone with the El Camino, but coming from Mitsubishi Evos, that's a big step.
Speaking of Trevor, his package is getting mailed out tomorrow.
That's right.
I got all his gear. I got the baby's gear. I got his little boy's gear.
Are we going to sticker that baby?
When he comes up to Tennessee, yep.
It's like, can we sign your baby?
Yeah, buddy.
I love signing people's babies and putting stickers on them.
He's got the baby's going to.
And this
baby,
is why we never let you babysit, Professor.
When he's going to go to the shows, he's going to be rocking Josh the Hot Rods and Happy Hours gear.
Josh did it. It wasn't me.
That kid's going to be so far like advanced. He will probably be doing like calculus in kindergarten. Pretty sure.
Just because he's got Hot Rods and Happy Hours gear.
Well, I mean, you know, if
he will, I mean, like, he's gonna be in a classroom with kids eating crayons, and he's gonna be over here like a philosopher. You know what I mean?
Popping stickers on their foreheads.
Exactly.
No, he might be drawing some hot rods.
He probably will be with his crayons. He won't be eating them. I mean, I don't know. Unless I heard professors trying to smoke one, I don't know.
Is that what that tick came from?
Not in the last couple weeks.
Is that what that tick came from?
So, what can we do to save the street rods?
Get them out there, man.
I think we need to start a campaign. Like you see, save the whales and save the tatas, save the street rods.
That's what I think. Like Richard said, I think some of these elderly people have backed away from bringing them out. I think they need to get off the couch and get to going to these.
Do we need to have senior citizen cruisings to start at like 12 o'clock and end at like 5, like the early bird special?
Well, you know, we have non shows.
Exactly.
Get them out of the garage. That's the answer.
I think
they
that's
do
what
need to be driven. They need to be driven.
And I think that's the thing. They did it for so long that they're just burned out, but they don't want to get rid of their car.
Well, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in those
things.
Oh,
I know. And
if they do get rid of them, nobody's going to give them anything for it.
I don't blame them for not getting rid of them, but get them out.
I mean, yeah, use them.
Get your grandkids out in the car and go to shows. Grandkids will love it.
If you're a Murata, don't put your grandkids in it.
Well, that's unsafe.
Well, it's kind of nice if you do have your grandkids because you got somebody to push when it does leave you sitting.
Well, to be fair, mine's the only one in South Carolina and it doesn't run, so I think we're safe. And I don't have any kids.
Good thing it broke down in your driveway.
Don't take your nieces with you.
They wouldn't get in that car.
No.
They're teenagers now. They're not going to be seen in that thing.
It's like, roll them up and lock them. Roll them up and lock them. but we got to figure out. We need to start a campaign here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Save the street rods. I think that's what we need to do.
Yep.
I'm telling you. Take a memo.
Look at all your social media websites. We're going to be.
I think that's a good idea.
We're getting it out there.
I think there's probably a bit that we could do to actually. I mean, we did the hate campaign.
Exactly.
You did.
Yeah. And I mean, come on.
And it worked, actually.
It worked. Like we had people overseas that was in it. I mean, they didn't have a dog in the fight. Oh, no, you got me thinking now. We got to take a commercial break, so I got a little time to ponder. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. And of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to all the motorheads in Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines?
Des Moines, is that, I'm sorry.
Des Moines?
I think my mouth still hurts from our first shout out today.
I'm going to leave that alone.
I don't know.
Oh, man. So that was, I was reading a tweet.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, we're talking about street rods. Oh, no, we got to bring Kobe in.
Kobe's here.
Sorry, Kobe. And to the redheaded stepchild of the Hot Rods and Happy Hour team, Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, sometimes forgotten, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, you know, we're talking about street rods and why they're going away, and it makes me sad.
Well, I got a good street rod kind of fact, and maybe you might know about it. Street rod saves ZZ Top.
That's a very good one. That's a good story. Now, Professor, I'm going to need your help on this one, I think. Because I love ZZ Top. All right. So, Billy and the Boys, long beards, guitar riffs. Everybody knows the album Eliminator. Came out in 1983. What's on the cover of Eliminator?
The Eliminator.
That's right. A 1933 Ford coupe. Three-window coupe.
Street.
All right. So... somewhere around 1979, ZZ Top released an album. They were doing good, but not great. They were getting burnt out. They were pushing albums out right and left, and they were just getting burnt out. They felt like they kind of lost their direction. If you notice, all their albums kind of had like a Spanish motif kind of going to them, and, you know, at least in the names anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And the thing is to make it right is so they stopped and took a break. And I'm trying to think of the name of that album. And a red cover.
In 73, they did Tres Hombres, which was one of their biggest albums. Then in 79, they kind of fell off with DeGuayo.
With that name, that sounds bad. It sounds like bat poop.
I'll bet that's a place. Shout out to DeGuayo.
You know, a lot of people probably, you know, they couldn't even pronounce that. You know,
I don't know that I did it right, but.
Hell, they ask him where it's at in the record store. Be like,
What's that first letter?
Take that outside. Not in here.
That's in the back room.
We'll sell those cut. That's at the store down the street. Smoke that, boy. This is a record shop. So.
But you know, Billy and them are big street rod people.
They're big hot rod guys in general.
They're car guys.
But yeah, there's one car that really put them on map and got it all started, and that was Eliminator.
Yep.
But before it was Eliminator, it was a project. They bought this 33 Ford steel coupe. And they didn't build it themselves, but they had their hands in a lot of it. Actually, SoCal Speed Shop helped with the build, but they were there. And they took a break, and they built this car.
It was like a therapy.
It was. I mean, so, like, they built this car. And then, you know what? It's kind of like a team-building exercise. Kind of like we were talking about earlier, Patrick. See, it works. And except we weren't building a car. But that's a story for another time and off the air. But... Russell's in.
Yeah. Jimmy over here, he's on the team.
He's down like four flat tires over here. But this is the thing. This is the ultimate team building exercise. These guys have cleared their head. They built this cool car. So what do? They put it on the cover of their new album. And is it called Taco Meat? No. It's called Eliminator. And it's the best-selling ZZ Top album of all time.
It eliminated those weird album names.
Exactly.
Because of the car.
But this car.
And they took it on tour.
So in essence, if you want to get technical, Henry Ford helped save ZZ Top.
Kobe's right, though. They drove it on stage and stuff.
Yeah, but this car was on several albums. It was in several videos.
It was in all the videos.
Give Me All Your Loving. And then, of course, it led to Cadzilla.
Yeah. What was the one where it flew to the moon?
That's Afterburner.
Yeah.
Afterburner was the album Rough Boy.
Rough Boy. That's what I'm thinking.
My all-time favorite ZZ Top song.
Mine too.
Beautiful.
I love you talking about on a cool night. I may put the sunroof back tonight and just
I don't know, man. I'm kind of a Tush fan, but
that's actually a good one too.
It actually Afterburner came.
Is there a bad one?
No, there really ain't.
Yeah, Afterburner was after Eliminator.
Yeah.
But still. That's But if I'm not mistaken, I think Eliminator was on the Afterburner album too, but like a space shuttle version of it.
Yeah, it flew.
Yeah.
It flew.
But I mean, and the thing is, like, you had all these music videos with this car in it, and that's what made street rodding cool. This is the thing you got to think about. You think I'm crazy about saying the rap guys need to be driving, Paul Wall needs to be driving a 41 Chevrolet. You said I'm crazy. You put ZZ Top to 33 Ford, guess what? Next thing you know, everybody wants 33 Ford. And everybody, I mean, I'm just saying. And you talk about hitting your male demographic all the way across, put some Playboy models in your music videos.
That never hurts.
That never hurts. You'll see Post Malone doing that. No, he's wearing Crocs and acting like, he looks like, his video looks like a pomegranate juice commercial. That's what his music video looks like. This is what's wrong. Now, if he come rolling up in a 40 Ford wearing a pair of shoes with laces in them, you know what? He may be onto something.
And five blonde chicks get out.
Exactly. And throw a little drum beat to that. You know what I'm saying?
I think his videos.
And talk like you got some sense.
I think his videos remind me of that commercial that with that ostrich. Where he taps the glass or whatever.
It's an emu.
Emu, whatever it is. Whatever. That's what his.
Lemu the emu. Yeah. Liberty Mutual.
There you go. That's what his videos remind me of.
Well, I've only seen one. And he was dancing out in the desert around a Rolls Royce wearing white linen. And I was like, I don't think this is for me.
But you don't say if he was dancing on a 40 Ford.
Well, he wouldn't have been wearing white linen and flapping his arms.
Exactly. You know why? Because he'd been wearing a pair of jeans that fit. Just saying.
Boy's got tattoos on his face.
You know what? We're all God's children. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
That's right.
You want to do that? Russell's got a couple on his face. We'll talk trash about him.
Yeah, talking about Jimmy?
Walter. Yeah. Walter.
Damn it, Sam. What'd you do to get a tat on your face?
Ed, why'd you do that?
But I'm telling you, so you gotta understand, by inserting the street rods, and they just did it because they liked it, into their music videos, that made them extremely popular. 70s, NSRA was big. The 80s and the 90s, hence when ZZ Top was huge, guess what? Street rodding was huge. I'm telling you, the NSRA needs to go out to L.A. and get a hold of Karl Malone's son's agent.
Austin Post.
Yeah. Oh, first class Malone, and what they need to do, post office Malone, and tell him, hey, you would look, you've been drawing on your face. Come here. Look.
We got a 32.
Yeah, exactly. Put you riding around in that.
Yeah.
If he was riding around in a big Fender Chevy, I'm telling you, things would change.
I think a lot of these rappers would probably do it also just because it's like so eccentric and weird.
Exactly. Like, I want to see, you can't put, what's his name? The white guy, the Goodwill, Macklemore?
No.
He's too electric.
No.
He wouldn't work, because then people think you go to Goodwill and get one or something. You can't do that. But you need to put, I'm telling you.
You know, believe it or not, though, I mean, I've not really kept up with his, I've seen or heard some of his music, but old Slim Thug's got a lot of.
Slim Thug is a cool guy.
He's got a lot of hot rocks.
He's Texas, though. That's different.
Trucks,
that's chopping
screws.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Cadillacs and all that stuff. Matter of fact, he had a 59 Caddy that exclusive built.
Yeah. And then
is that the one they cut the roof off of?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'll be honest with you, I have no harm in that. First of all, it was a Coupe de Ville.
I do because of that shop. But
you know what? At the end of the day, they made a good looking car.
He's got a couple nice C10s I've seen.
Exactly.
He's got a really nice C10 Blazer, two-door. Slam down. That thing is sweet.
But that's the thing that's cool about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they had got showed some love, or if you've seen them pop up, and not on Gas Monkey Garage and hearing Richard Rollins talking trash about them, talking about how outdated they are, but if they showed up in another shop and they were building something custom for somebody, a 40 Ford for somebody or whatever, that would be cool, and that would bring some spotlight to this demographic of cars. I tell you what, we got to put spotlights on is this commercial break if we're going to keep the lights on in here. So, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Y'all, as many of you know, we record this show typically on Wednesdays, and today is the anniversary, the 18th anniversary of the tragedy in New York City on September 11th. So I want to give a big shout-out to New York, New York, and just send a quick prayer to all the survivors and the families of those that didn't survive on 9/11.
And all the first responders, I mean, across the world.
Yes, absolutely. Across the world, guys. Like I said, you know, for the service that you guys do, we get to live the lives that we live. You gotta think about it. They put their lives on the line. Those guys,
when they
went into shift that morning or that night, they never realized they might
some
not
of them
coming.
Weren't even working.
Exactly.
They just went.
Well, that's what the heroes do.
Exactly. And we're able to sit in here and goof off and have a good time, you know, and make jokes. And
I mean, I was talking to Randy right off the break about it. It's a big thing.
You talking about Steven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, even right around here, you got all your paramedics, all your first responders. While we're up here doing what we do, they're risking their life.
I mean, yeah, we make radio magic. They make real magic.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Brett even... He admits it.
Exactly. I mean, you know, Amos knows a good thing when he sees it. All right. So, let's get this straight. They're going to think we got
there's 30 people in there.
Good Lord, they're adding on to the Hot Rods and Happy Hour team. We're going to come up in a Greyhound bus.
We just got one guy with lots of personalities.
Lots of names.
Jared's over here losing it.
I'm telling you, he's flipping old Philip. He's nuts. So, this is the thing. We've got, you know, street rods we've been talking about. We've come up with this. I was going to text it to the president of NSRA, but he don't get text. So you can't get those on. You can't get text on a flip phone. So I will write him a letter and mail it to him.
I thought the last time we seen him, he still had his BlackBerry.
No. I don't think he has. I don't think he's quite got to the green screen BlackBerry yet. He's Yeah, literally the phone he had before this one had a cord and a rotary dial on it.
And he was carrying it.
I don't know where it was plugged in at. I really didn't want to look. You know what I'm saying?
In the back of his street rod.
Ooh. But, last segment. Let's have fun. If you're going to own your perfect street rod, what would it be, Professor? Now, keep in mind, street rods are 1900 to 1948 is a proper street rod.
You know, I would love to say a Plymouth, but honestly...
Do you know where this is going every time you go with a Plymouth?
It usually doesn't go well, but I want to say that, but I'm not going to. Man, I'm going kind of traditional, but really, I just think they're beautiful. It's a beautiful design. 34 Ford.
I like a 34 Ford. 33, 34 were virtually the same car.
Yeah, grill, a little different.
Yeah, they were just, they're a beautiful car, iconic, a gorgeous street rod.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bad. They're just bad news. I like those cars. Full fender.
Oh, yeah, full fender, all that. None of that Milner Coupe stuff.
None of that Milner Coupe junk. Cubby.
Me, I have two. And I know it's hard to say. True. But 37 Ford, all time. Beautiful.
37 Ford is a very pretty car.
Beautiful.
37 Ford is a gorgeous car.
But I'm kind of like Richard on this one. I do love a 34 Plymouth. And I just...
pretty car.
I just happened to Google it because I do like them. And the first one that popped up on, I think it's something classic antiques. It's almost a aqua baby blue color. With off-white, and it has a little matching trailer on the back for sale.
And it's a four-door.
It's a four-door.
It was cool to have a crew cab. in a street rod too.
I didn't hardly know there were four doors back then.
But it has a matching car as a trailer.
I tell you what blows my mind is they had two door sedans.
Yeah.
Which is totally crosses each other out.
Yeah.
Well, it's a sedan, it's a four door car. Well, it's a two door one.
Well, now they have four door coupes.
Yeah, well. They also have Post Malone. Yeah. I rest my case.
What is your all-time street
ride? I mean, that's just the dumbest stuff ever.
Post Malone's not going to listen to us anymore.
I don't think it was that. I'll be honest with you. You know what? If he was listening, I'd want to stop. So, what would be my perfect street ride?
Yeah.
I got a couple. I'm kind of with you. I'm going to go for a twofer. 32 Ford. Most iconic street rod ever. I own one.
Yep.
I love those cars.
That's what the actual Milner Coupe was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was a
32.5-window coupe. Yeah. But I'm a Roadster guy. I'd want a 32 Ford Roadster. High boy, the only way to go.
Can't go wrong.
Small block Chevrolet, definitely the only way to go. I love my 32 Ford. It is not the most user-friendly car. It is not comfortable by any stretch of the imagination. And it's the closest you will get to driving a go-kart on the road. But that being said, it's probably one of the most beautiful vehicles ever made. A funny side note on a 32 Ford, you know, that was when the Great Depression hit in 1932. It was an all-new design. Model A was out for years. And then all of a sudden, 32 Ford, Great Depression. Henry Ford was so superstitious. Henry Ford was actually a really weird guy. He was so superstitious. This 32 Ford was absolutely gorgeous. You know, sculpted frame and all these things. That the Model A was just basic. Compared to a 32 Ford, killed production in 1 year. Started totally fresh because that car was a bad omen.
Most geniuses are weird.
That is true.
Yeah. I just think he's weird.
What's your second one?
My second one, I love the 46 through 48 Chevrolets. I always like those big finish Chevrolets. Yeah. I love those. My grandfather had one, and ever since, I've always liked those cars. Not ever really been a real high-end street rod or anything like that, but I just like them. They're roomier. They're pretty. He had a convertible I loved. But, I mean, I love them all. Two-door stands, coupes, sedan deliveries, all that. I loved them all.
Roomy really is a thing. People don't realize how small those cars were.
Well, and I'll give you another one. When I bought my 32, you know, the first thing they told me, you ain't going to like that thing. You being a big old boy, you ain't going to like it. And, you know, I mean, back then, like, I was almost, you know, Randy size.
Yeah. God forbid you put Nate in there with you.
Yeah. I mean, because, yeah, keep in mind, 32 Ford, when I put the seat in it, was 37 inches wide inside. So, needless to say, let's say you or your lady friend likes to eat a lot, you two ain't going to be riding together in a 32 Ford Roadster. And, you know, so it's...
Cracker Barrel's out of the question.
Yeah, the Golden Corral is not going to happen in your 32 Ford Roadster. It's going to put rumble seats in so she can ride in the back. But, you know, I tell you, a car is a 41 Wheelies. He built fiberglass bodies for 41 Wheelies. He said sitting in, it was even worse. I believe it's smaller. That thing kind of like tapers in at the front. And it looks like a roomy car, but it is not even remotely.
Not.
It's got a roof on it. It makes it even worse. At least the roadster's open.
Yeah, at least you can breathe.
Exactly. But
that's how my T-bucket was. My knees were up.
You got to think about it. We took the seat in my 32 Ford Roadster. We put it all the way down and angled it and all the way back as far as you could possibly put it when we put the seat in it. Had a little bench seat in it. We took the column and brought it up as high as we could, but where it didn't stick out to where I could fit in it. I could take it, hit the gas and the brake. It was automatic. I could hit the gas and the brake with 1 foot still. Well, big size 13.
That's not good.
And, you know, literally the windshield still stopped right at my eyebrows. It was just, it's not designed. 5'8" was freakishly tall in 1932. I've come to that conclusion.
Yeah. And Marcus wouldn't work in that car. Yeah.
Dang chicken.
Yeah.
All them steroids and the chicken nowadays.
That's what I blame it on. I blame it on the steroids and the chicken. Is they're killing street riding.
Yep.
Remind me to send an email to Tyson. We'll get out of here.
Fred. Yeah, Tyson.
That's right. You know, this is a good show, but I think we made a lot of people think.
Yep.
And, you know, Nathaniel put it best when he was on break. He said, you know, that was the thing about getting your kids. If your grandparents have got a street rod in the garage, why don't you get it out? Why don't you drive it? Yeah. Take it to an event.
Use it.
Get your kids involved.
You know what? Maybe that'll help save the street rods. Maybe that will help save the street rods.
And stay tuned to us because we're going to be saving them.
That's right, guys. I tell you what, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.